All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Okay, so there's your coffee. Now come the ciggies. A caffeine addiction is certainly safer than a tobacco one, which might be why more and more smokers are turning to e-cigarettes. Less carcinogenic, but same amount of nicotine. New Tech City's Ilya Meritz has been doing some serious investigating into the world of vaping. And Ilya, I want to start with a really dumb question. What is the E in e-cigarette? What's E about it?
They really are e-cigarettes because they are electronic cigarettes. They take a lot of different shapes. And what this battery does when it's switched on is to heat an atomizer or a small coil, which then heats up a reserve of liquid nicotine. And that heats up to the point where it becomes a gas or a vapor, which the user can then suck into their lungs, giving them a satisfying feeling that is similar, I'm told, to smoking.
So it's basically a high-tech version of getting nicotine.
It's an electronic hookah.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
You know, heating liquid with a battery probably doesn't sound like a great technological breakthrough, and truth be told, it isn't. But making devices specifically designed for people to inhale nicotine vapor, that is pretty new, and it does seem to be changing things.
Mango.
Rutger.
Where are you in this?
Yeah, so you're hearing sounds now from New York's first vape shop, as in vaporizing, on the Lower East Side. The place is called Vape New York. Picture a narrow room. It smells a little bit like Jolly Rancher inside. Ugh. That's from all the fruity juices that people are vaping. And at the back, there are these glass cases where you can look inside and check out all kinds of paraphernalia.
This is the dual coil tank, and then just a 1,300-watt battery.
It's mostly root beer in there. I think there's probably a little bit of apple because I didn't dump it out properly. But it's mostly root beer. Okay.
And what I'm here for is to try and find a better delivery solution. I'm not happy with the tank that goes with my lava tube.
So to fill it, you want to go down here on the side.
Okay.
And fill it up till you hit the silver line.
They are dorking out on e-cigarettes here.
Big time.
So it sounds like a head shop. You know, we're those places on West 4th Street, kind of seedy a couple of years ago, where you used to go and get bongs.
Yeah, they're
basically
still
the same thing,
there's
right?
There's still a few head shops. I should say you heard from Liz Gardner, Matthew Levin, Ian Jacoby, Jesse Arlen, and a guy who calls himself Christo. Manoush, I cannot tell you all the strange new vocabulary words I learned while I was there, and I can't explain exactly what they all are. Atomizer, dual coil, standard coil, single coil, cardamizer, clearamizer.
So like when I'm talking to coders and I don't understand what they're saying, or I'm talking to the guy who fixes my car and I don't understand what he's saying, kind of the same thing here. This is their lingo, their technology.
And you're only going to learn it if you do it. And Manoush, I'm happy to tell you that I expensed $16 to this company so that we can each vape.
All right. So it's in a plastic container, and it looks like you just gave me a really nice pen. And I kind of love that it's like a cartoon cigarette because it looks actually like a cigarette. Okay. Oh.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. All right. Oh, it works.
Seriously?
I just did vape.
Or did you pull off this little plasticky thing
yeah,
at the end?
That looks like a cigarette. Pull that off.
All right. And just...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so they offered menthol, but I got the tobacco flavor. I have to say
it's pretty accurate.
It's pretty tobacco-y.
Ugh! All right, but Ilya, what about cost?
Right. So e-cigarettes are not currently taxed the same way as actual tobacco products that contain tobacco. And Jesse Arlen, who is a patron in the store, he works at a chocolate shop, he told me. He said for him, it really paid to switch.
Oh, it's significantly cheaper. I mean, there's an initial investment, obviously, but I can make a thing of liquid. It lasts me at least a week, if not longer. And a thing of liquid's like $7. A pack of cigarettes, I was going through at least one a day, and that's 14, 15.
He's saving like $100 a week?
Yeah, I did the math. It's about $100. Of course, there's the upfront cost of the e-cigarette kit, which, you know, could start around $30, but you can buy much fancier kits for $100 or more. And a lot of people seem to collect kits.
So this is a real subculture. They've got their own lingo. They're obsessing over gear. Is it going to stay a subculture, though? Is there a tipping point where this could go mainstream, do you think?
I think it has the potential to actually be disruptive. And that's because so many people told me that this was the way that they were able to successfully, finally quit smoking. Phil Roseman is the co-founder of Vape New York. He smoked for 26 years. He told me he tried Nicorette gum, he tried pills, nothing worked.
I kind of resigned myself to the fact that I was going to smoke the rest of my life, and that when the time comes for me to pass away, it'll be smoking related.
Oh my God, that's so depressing. When the time comes for me to pass away, he was like, it's going to be because I have to smoke.
I think he's saying what a lot of people maybe are only thinking. But here's the thing. A few years ago, he tried e-cigarettes for the first time, and right away, he was able to quit tobacco.
It's actually holding something in your hand like you would a cigarette, and differently in the pen styles, obviously. You do get used to that relatively quickly. It's the feeling of the nicotine in your throat, the actually inhaling, putting something in your mouth. Your visual perception of seeing this vapor, which for all intents and purposes looks like smoke, you feel like you are still smoking. And in my opinion, I've totally convinced my body that I'm still smoking.
Wow. I mean, that's powerful stuff. He's basically saying that this is a product that potentially gave him a longer lease on life. So does that mean that this is what it's going to be used for?
You know, it's weird. He actually will never say that it is an anti-smoking device or that it could help you quit smoking. And the reason why is that e-cigarettes, while they're not currently regulated, they are about to be regulated as a tobacco product, which means that you can't make any kind of fancy health claims about them. In fact, they may soon carry a warning. But this is what's so weird. You know, as I was trying to figure out whether it's healthy or unhealthy to smoke e-cigarettes, I was trying to figure out whether it actually helps people quit. There just are so few studies. A few years ago, the FDA had a choice. They could have regulated them as tobacco products or regulated them as therapeutic devices.
I don't understand. How can they be regulated as tobacco products when there's no tobacco in them?
That I honestly can't explain. But there was a lawsuit not so long ago where the makers of e-cigarettes really fought to be regulated as tobacco products. And you might say that's totally counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? There's going to be restrictions on the marketing and how they can be sold.
Totally.
The alternative, though, was to be regulated as therapeutic devices, which sounds
like the nicotine patch or something?
Yeah, or the gum or Chantix, which is a pill. The reason the industry didn't want to be regulated as the therapeutic device is that would have entailed years and years of very expensive tests. They would have probably stayed off the market for a very long time. And basically, e-cigarettes have all this momentum right now. It's supposed to be a $2 billion industry this year, according to a Wells Fargo estimate that I read, and growing very quickly.
So is
all
this...
that would have come to a screeching halt if they were regulated as therapeutic devices.
So is this – are e-cigarettes the savior of the tobacco industry? I mean, obviously not the farmers in North Carolina, but the big companies?
Right, because you could like vape all you like and it may not hurt your health. Maybe. I think the tobacco industry is trying to figure that out right now. One reason that they're not really jumping into this is the margins on tobacco cigarettes are so much better than on e-cigarettes. According to that same Wells Fargo report I was telling you about, it's a 40% profit margin on tobacco cigarettes and a 4% margin on e-cigarettes. So
they're not going to make any
like
money.
You're right. So I mean, they'll make money, but like not tobacco kind of money.
So this is not like the high tech solution for them.
Yeah, and also consider like most of your new customers are probably going to be smokers. So you're actually moving people off of the profitable stuff onto the unprofitable stuff. It just doesn't really make sense for them right now.
I mean, you mentioned that they come in like strawberry, watermelon, all these like fruity, kid friendly flavors. I mean, is it something we don't want our kids doing, or is it kind of fine?
There was this report from the CDC last month that showed that I think the number of like teenage e-vapers doubled. Huh. So people are actually pretty concerned that young people are going to be getting into this. The question is, how concerned should we be? Because we don't actually know what the health effects are, and the health effects aren't really being studied.
I mean, nicotine, we know it makes you jittery, upsets some people's stomachs.
Contributes to coronary kind of heart diseases.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. But the difference is cigarettes contain tar and all kinds of carcinogens that don't, as far as we know, don't seem to be present in e-cigarettes. even anti-tobacco people will tell you e-cigarettes hold some potential as a way to quit smoking, and they may not be so harmful.
Ilya Marritz bringing us the anthropological and technological side of e-cigarettes. Thank you.
Thank you, Manoush.
Just to be clear, we are not condoning e-cigarettes, listeners. While I enjoyed pretending to be a 14-year-old again and trying out something naughty in the studio, we must repeat that it is unclear what the effects of e-cigarettes and nicotine are, so don't start if you don't need to.